Hello.
Hey, I was supposed to call you tonight.
Excuse me?
Brooke, this is Terry.
So, Terry.
Well, you told me day before yesterday to call you tonight.
So, what are we doing tonight, Terry?
You know what we're supposed to do, or try. What's wrong with you?
So I'm lying here, a bundle of nerves, I guess.
Why?
Because I don't know if I can do this or not.
I should have known when you said you were going to try to do this that I'd end up with a big disappointment.
Why are you being mean to me?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. I just really wanted to do this.
I know you want to, Terry.
Well, I guess that just makes me a bad boy, doesn't it?
Yes, you're a bad boy.
Well, at least I don't promise phone calls I don't ever make.
Well, you know, I was sort of thinking we could still do that.
Excuse me? Still do what?
You know, have our phone call.
What made you flip-flop this time?
Well, it would just be a little different.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Different how?
How about if I just sat here and listened? Would that do anything for you?
No, not really. But look, it don't matter. We're just gonna keep our relationship as it is. Daddy, stepdaughter, Pop, Brooke. I shouldn't have pushed this. And look, I never meant to make you feel bad. I thought it was just a way to help both of us. When we weren't with anyone, which I haven't been with anyone in forever, so it would have been something for me. But you're going to sleep.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Quit acting like I'm mad. I'll talk to you later. I was really surprised when she called me again later that night. Sometimes you get that phone. Why is that phone? Oh, it's my phone. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Brooke. You're supposed to be upstairs asleep. It's about 2:15. What was I doing? I was dreaming somebody was calling me on the phone.
Is it really 2 a.m.?
No, it's 2:15. 2:17.
I didn't notice that when I called.
It's okay, I guess. What you calling about?
Well, I've been thinking about what you talked about, and I have to admit, it does sound sort of erotic.
What does?
You know, the talking on the phone thing, when we're both horny, that you talked about.
And all of a sudden, it sounds erotic.
Maybe it's exciting sounding, and that is what I'm feeling, but whatever it is does sound sexy.
Well, if it sounds so good to you, then why can't you just say it by what it is?
Why didn't I just say those two words?
Oh, those spooky words. Phone sex?
Yes, that's it. Phone sex.
Look, last thing I want to do is force you into doing this. You just said you were horny. You told me you were horny. I gave you an idea of what could help both of us get off when we were horny. It'd be no big deal. I mean, what's your big worry of it?
Well, because I'm sort of shy about it for one thing.
Yeah, well, shyness isn't tough to beat when it's going to accomplish a tremendous goal. But it's got to be more than that. What is it really?
The other thing is, you know, our relationship and not wanting to mess it up completely.
mess it up completely. I don't think it's going to mess it up at all.
You don't think it might mess it up at all?
No. Look, you call me Pop just because I helped you out since me and your mother got divorced. But look, you were 19 when I met you, Mother. We've been friends before that. And even though you've called me Pop over the years, our relationship's really been friends and friends. And this would be a great way for a friend to help a friend. Yeah. So.
Okay, now to the biggest problem.
Oh, Lord, there's a bigger problem? So many problems. What's the biggest problem?
I've never really done that, and I guess you would have to teach me.
I've got no problem teaching you. You know, showing you like I can turn you on.
So you think it will really turn me on?
Yeah, but look, it's not the magic two words, phone sex, that turns somebody on. It's the person talking to them. I mean, just think about this. A lot of it between me and you, since you want to think we've got this pop and stepdaughter relationship, sometimes the naughtiest things can be the hottest. I think the taboo aspect of it would be really hot.
Yeah, it could be the taboo aspect.
Well, I think it is. So, any other concerns? Anything else to ask me?
Well, remember I told you I was horny and I haven't had sex in way too long?
How could I forget? This is how this began.
So, how do we start?
Oh, so you want to do this right now?
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
Well, that'll work for me. Maybe tonight will turn out right after all.
Maybe I'll be pretty good at it. You'll be the judge of that.
Look, there's no right way or wrong way that makes somebody good or not good at this. It's just, I think you'll understand once we get going.
Okay, so what I need to do?
Okay, look. We'll take it slow, and we'll move into it real slow. Okay. So I guess you're laying in your bed.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable telling me what you wore to bed?
Yes, I can tell you that much. I'm wearing that red nightgown you've seen me in, I think.
I've seen you in. When would I have seen it?
I think that came to the door one night wearing it.
Came to the door? Oh, your bedroom door? Are you talking about that? Oh, that little bitty red one? The nighty? The short one? Dark red?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, my. Brooke, you looked incredible wearing that.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
So, what do you have on underneath that nightgown?
Under it? Just some panties.
Do you have a bra on, or do you sleep with a bra?
No, you don't wear a bra with this gown.
Well, you took my advice of dressing sexy. I'm sure you know. I've always thought you were so hot, Brooke.
No, you don't really think of me as hot. No way.
Brooke, every guy that meets you thinks you're hot. And I'm a guy, okay? And that red nightgown, if you have had a home. Oh, my God. I remember that night thinking you looked good enough to eat.
Oh, me. You go from normal talk to getting naughty really quick, don't you?
That wasn't naughty.
That wasn't naughty?
No, I was just wanting to tell you, you looked incredible in that nighty, and you look good enough to eat, I mean.
Okay, wait a minute. I guess saying I look incredible in the nightgown and panties is good enough to eat could be interpreted that way.
You were thinking I was talking about eating, you know, going down on you. No, I was just talking about the old expression, you know, she looks so good, she looks good enough to eat, you know.
And maybe I shouldn't be surprised living in the house with you, and you see me walk around with next to nothing on a lot.
Well, at least you recognize and understand why I'm attracted to you, but you probably don't even know that how hard I get when I see you walking around like that.
Oh my God, what?
What is it? You didn't know you could get me hard.
Well, I didn't know you were gonna say that.
You're not laying there blushing, are you?
No, for some reason, I'm not blushing.
It's just like today when we talked about the possibility of doing this. You're sitting down there with me on the couch. And you had those short shorts on and a little bitty top. And I was staring at you and I'm like, oh my God.
So your cock was actually hard when I was downstairs talking with you on the couch?
Was it hard? Fuck, I was looking at you thinking, oh my fucking God, look at her. Yes, I'm so fucking hard, broke as a rock.
Wow, the things a person never knows.
We've been friends so long, I mean, I should just be able to say, fuck, you make me hard the way you're dressed. What would you think if I told you that?
Don't know what I would think if you started telling me when it was hard.
Well, I can honestly tell you this is gonna work for me as far as getting me off sexually.
It's not hard right now, is it?
Let's just say you've got my number, so yeah, I'm hard.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
How have I made you hard already?
Brooke, I got hard during this phone call. The minute you told me you were sure you wanted to try this.
Just telling you I wanted to try this guy hard?
God, yes. Thinking about you up in your room, talking to me like this. God, I want you right now.
No, you don't, do you?
Do I want you right now? Yes.
For real?
Quit acting shocked. You didn't know you turned me off.
I didn't know that.
Come on, hot young girl. Like a piece of candy in my eyes. I mean, I understand you never having a thought about me.
No, I didn't say there haven't been times. I didn't think about what that would be like.
Okay, now, I'm saying these things honestly. Don't be lying to me.
I'm serious.
Okay, so let's say it's the embarrassment of actually talking, but I bet if you're alone in bed late at night, you could never even dream of touching yourself and thinking about me and you together.
I could see myself doing that. Not describing it a lot, but I could see myself doing it. Keep talking.
You just told me to keep talking. Even that turns me on. That means you're enjoying it.
No, you don't know what that means.
No, maybe I should quit.
No, keep talking.
But I shouldn't make you have to listen to this. Because there's just no reason to make you listen to this.
Because I don't want you to hang up on me. Just keep talking, please.
Oh, that's sweet. with you, just being nice, because you want to make me happy. If you really enjoyed it, you would have told me you did. So I can't, you know.
Okay, yes. I'm enjoying it as long as I can listen.
Oh, that's sweet, but you don't make me mad.
I'm serious. So you're going to start talking again?
If you mean to you, things I think about you that turn me on, things I think about when I'm masturbating at night about you, then I guess I can.
Good, I'm listening. Silly, I'm not working in my room. I'm just laying on top of my bed listening.
Still, you're laying on top of your covers. If you wasn't having to listen to me, you could be comfortable under your covers and everything. It's just fine with me.
Listening. Well, I have the cover pulled down now, and my feet under the covers. And I'm thinking about everything you tell me.
Brooke, I think about laying beside you in bed. There's a light coming in for some reason. Just enough light where I can see your hot little body. Running my tongue over your breast. Leaving a small trail of spit. That light just makes it bounce off your body.
Yes, I can see the moon out the window.
It also makes me picture. Oh, it makes me picture you. Oh my God.
It just really, it makes you picture what? Oh, I did not mean for that to come out. It slipped.
To see if you were okay. But I didn't want to interrupt.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'll say, wow. Your orgasm just keeps going and going, doesn't it?
I guess it does keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. You're gonna lose interest.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna come when I told you I was fixing to come. You liked that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me, Brooke. It sounded huge. Was that orgasm as big as it fucking sounded?
Yes. Oh my god. Be quiet now.
Oh, I don't know if you heard what I heard on my end of the phone from you. Boy, I think you're talking now. Oh, yeah. I think you want to ask me things. Oh, I think you want to know things. I think you want to tell me things. Yeah, I think you want to talk now, don't you? I think you're talking now, baby.
Maybe I'm talking. We'll see. Yes, I love that.
Oh my god, when you started coming, oh my god, I thought I was gonna fucking pass out. Oh, I wanna pass out. I want you to make me pass out this time. I'm not just gonna give you one orgasm. I'm gonna give you two or three more. You would like every year you want another two or three orgasms, Brooke.
Yes. Oh my god, yes, I would love that.
Okay. I want you to imagine. I just made you come on my fingers. Oh yeah, we watched each other's eyes when we came. I tell you how I'm gonna make you come this time.
Hey, just a second. Okay, I just took my gown off.
Oh my god, did you?
You told if that ever happened while you were talking to tell you.
Thank you, baby. I was worried you ran off. I'm glad you didn't. So, you must still want those two or three more orgasms, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget where you are. Keep going.
Oh, Brooke. I would know it's been so long since you've been taken care of. And I want to take care of you so perfectly. As soon as you calm down just a little, I'm going to roll you back over onto your back. And I'd start kissing your neck again. Oh, I'd be licking sweet.
I would be. I would be breathing really heavy, probably.
Oh, yeah, that first orgasm. I'm not sure I'd make you come so fucking hard, bro. One of those orgasms brings tears to your eyes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'd
Oh my God, the things you're saying to me.
Oh, baby, I'm putting some more lube all over my fucking cock right now. It didn't go soft. I'm thinking about you, Brooke. I'm thinking about you, and I'm stroking my big hard cock.
Are you doing that?
God, yes, I just coated it with lube again.
You are, you swear. So you would do each and every one of those things to me, would you?
Yes, I would. You'd let me, wouldn't you?
I would just let you, wouldn't I? And I would enjoy them?
Yes. And baby, anything you wanted me to do, just whisper in my ear. And I'll take care of you that way. Oh, it's all about you, baby. It's all about you tonight.
Oh my God. What did you ask me?
Oh, it's nothing. You don't have to. I was just seeing if you were, if you were ready to tell me what you've been doing up in your bed, listening to me. Oh, I really want to know. God, I really want to know.
Okay, I'm laying in my bed, and I'm looking out the window at the moon as you talk to me. You're telling me things you want to do to me, really dirty and naughty things you want me to do.
Oh my God, yes. So hot, so hot. Oh, when I told you to do those things, I told you to do those things, what you do?
And while you tell me all those things, I couldn't help myself. And I started playing with my pussy with my fingers.
Oh my God. That's wet.
Do what? Oh, yeah, you have it really wet.
Oh, my cock is throbbing thinking about you.
Terry, I'm playing with my clit right now.
Oh, God, Brooke.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like me talking back?
Oh, fuck yes.
You do?
Yes, Brooke. You've been my biggest.
Are you rubbing your cock?
Yes, I'm stroking my cock.
Is it really, really hard right now?
Oh my God, I'm not even touching it. It's jerking around on my stomach, Brooke.
Did you get hard sometimes thinking about me?
Brooke, since you've been my roommate, every time I masturbated, my cock's got hard thinking about you.
Do you make yourself come?
Yes. You made me come so hard, it shot my cum all the way up till it hit me in the fucking neck.
I'm rubbing myself through my panties, and I'm so wet.
Oh my God, Brooke. Thinking about you took that nightgown off. You left those pretty little panties on. You rubbed yourself through those panties, and you got that pussy soaking wet. Oh my God, I licked the cream out of those panties. Oh my God, Brooke.
Is it okay if I take my panties off?
Yes, because you asked me. And when you take those little panties off, oh my God, I'm warning you what that's gonna make me wanna do to you, Brooke.
Is that gonna make you wanna fuck me?
Oh God, I didn't know if I could tell you that. Oh God, Brooke, yes. Yes, it's gonna make me wanna fuck that little fucking pussy.
Are you gonna tell me all about that?
Oh, Brooke, I'll tell you about anything you wanna hear. Oh, did you get those panties off yet? I told you to get those panties off.
I just kicked them onto the floor.
Oh my God, thinking about you playing with your pussy, kicking your wet panties some of the floor. Oh, God.
Will you talk to me something right now, please?
Oh, you need me to tell you something right now. You need me to talk to you about something right now. I can't hear it. Now tell me why you need me to... Tell me why you need me to tell you something.
Because I'm fixing to make myself come. And...
Oh my God, I thought I heard that in your voice. And what? And what, bro?
And... I want you to talk to me while I'm having an orgasm.
Yes, God, oh my God. You want me to talk to you while you come? Will you be sure to tell me when you're fixing to fucking come? I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, talk to me.
Now? Now? Why are you ready now?
Okay, because I'm gonna come.
You're gonna fight that orgasm, huh? The longer you fight it, oh my God, the longer you fight it, the bigger it's gonna be. And I want you to come so fucking hard. I'm gonna tell you about fucking you right now.
I'm so horny right now.
Oh my God, you're driving me crazy.
Do you, like, know when I'm playing with myself? Or I'm talking to you while I'm playing with myself?
Yes, I do. Play with that little pussy, Brooke. Hold the phone down there, let me hear how wet that little pussy is.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh my God.
I can't fight it off. I'm fucking coming. Oh my God, yes. Oh, I can't even feel my legs shaking. Oh, God. I can't make them stop.
I know you can't, baby. I shouldn't ask you to, so go ahead and come. Oh, you come, bro. Oh, my God, let me hear you come again. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm fucking you, bro.
Oh, fuck. I love it. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Baby, I
will kill you if you stop. Give me another one.
Take
yeah,
it.
I had one orgasm. But I bit my lip so you can't tell because I wanted another one.
Yeah, you take you another one.
Oh, that didn't take long because I'm fixing to come like right now.
Oh, me, bro.
Oh my come. God, my leg is cramping. Come. Oh, no, keep going. Oh, baby, I'm coming so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Oh my God,
God.
Yes. What is the tongue doing? Oh my God.
Deep inside.
Yes, get all the way up in that pussy. Oh my God.
That pussy.
Oh, I'm coming. Fuck yeah. Oh my God, I don't want them here. Oh my God. Yes. Oh fuck. Don't stop. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh.
Oh my God, Brooke. I think you lost a bet to me. You said you wouldn't be able to talk.
Oh my God, you're good at this.
Well, I'm not the one that generated your performance. So don't go taking credit away from you. You're incredible with this.
I bet my face is beet red.
So what did you think? Think it'll help you get off sexually when you haven't had sex for a while?
I think I like this.
Yeah, I wasted that question. It was obvious you liked it.
Yes, you're right.
Make you feel any better, I admit I like it too.
I know.
Hey, what's that mean? Okay, next question. Okay, let's see. What's your biggest takeaway, your biggest thought from your first time doing this?
I guess it has to be because I never in my wildest thoughts dreamed we'd be doing this, so.
Okay, how are you feeling right now?
So let me take a deep breath. I think my heartbeat is normal again.
Okay, so you have anything to say?
Terry just kissed me a long time right now.
Can I?
Yes, you can.